Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Sculley, former CEO of Pepsi, former CEO of Apple, author of the new book Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. Folks, if you want to know what's going on and how to take advantage of what's happening, you need to read this book. John, thanks again for being here. I've been talking about business plans since 1997 on my show. I still believe that you need them, but as you say, it's a track to run on. It's a budgeting process. I like your idea of a customer plan. Tell us more about that.
Sure, Jim. Well, a business plan as a budgeting process is valuable, but it's always looking back and saying, okay, based on the context of looking back and then to look forward short term, you know, where can I allocate the resources I have? Well, that's never going to lead you towards disruption. That's going to lead towards good budgeting. But a customer plan can lead to, you know, completely rethinking your business. And a customer plan says, what's the big customer problem I'm trying to solve? What's in it for the customer? How do I engage the customer? What's the cost of customer acquisition? What's the cost of customer retention? Here's an interesting fact. It costs on average between 5 and 8 times more to replace the sales of a lost customer, regardless of what industry you're in, than if you held on to that customer
right.
in the first place.
Yep.
And so when you start to look at the customer metrics and are you really making customers satisfied and happy about what you do, you suddenly see that in an era where customers have incredible power to shape the opinions of other customers, that the customer plan is the foundation for how you build a truly innovative, disruptive business.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I had a session with a company that some people asked me to, if I would talk to them a little bit, and I did. And one of the questions they asked me was, where should we spend our capital? You know, should we spend it on a more sales training? Should we spend it on more technology? How should we use our capital? And I said, well, let me tell you something. There is a person who knows that answer, and it's not me. It's your customers. And they don't even know that they have the answer because they don't have it on the tip of their tongue. It's in their expectations. If you find out what your customers expect from you tomorrow and the next day, that will tell you how to build your customer plan and allocate your resources. John, what do you think about that?
Well, you said that, you know, extremely well, and it's exactly right. I can't even amplify on that. It's exactly the right message.
But we're all running around thinking like there's some kind of a magical formula or silver bullet, or if I could just come up with this genius idea, and the gold is in your customer's head, isn't it? And John, that really hasn't changed. And that's one of the things, with all the new stuff, that's one of the things that's not different.
Yeah, what's different is that suddenly that customer is empowered in a way that's never been empowered before. And because of the technologies of mobility and data analytics and cloud, we're able to empower the customers to learn more about what other customers think and to get their opinions out there for other customers to, you know, hear about. And so that's enabling this latent power of the customer that's been around forever. Customers have always been important. But suddenly, the customers are empowered in a way we've never seen before. And if you don't understand how to take advantage of that, somebody else is going to take advantage of it, and it's going to be at your expense.
And it's going to disrupt you. And here's the exciting thing for small business, John, and I know you agree with me, is right now, small businesses only have to believe what you're telling them and then start taking action. They can be up and running with this, with your customer plan in a matter of days, maybe a week or two, and start taking business away from the big guys who still don't get it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And the reality is that all of these new technologies that are enabling new tools for small and medium businesses to go out and build customer plans, the reality is that you can do it quickly and it's not expensive. We're not talking about huge capital investments. We're talking about changing your frame of reference of how you think about a business from seller focus to customer focus.
There you go. Well, that's as good as it can be said, folks. JohnSculley.com, right, John? Is that right?
SCULLEY,
johnscully.com. The book's available wherever books are sold, called Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. John, well done today. Good job. Thanks for helping us, and come back soon.
Great. Thanks. And the easy way to get it, just go to Amazon and get an audio book or an e-book or a hardcover book.
In audio, too. Good for you. Well done. John Sculley, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Don't forget to check out his book, Moonshot. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.